Wow, look at all the people out there.
There's a lot more than last.
Oh, I know it. Look at all those people out there. And there's some new ones. A little bit older ones out there. Well, let me see. Let me get a closer look. Well, there sure is out there. Wow, I'm glad that you all were here. I wish you were here this past week, because we had a wonderful, wonderful time. Oh, all the kids that were here singing, and boy, they taught me an awful lot. You know, because for those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Clark Cavern. And I, throughout my whole life, I have wanted to be a professional cave person. I wanted to be able to go in the caves because I like the caves, and I wanted to be able to show people around and do all of those things and be able to explore all the neat things that are there. You can see the cave that we were in this past week and all the pretty colors and the stalactites and the stalagmites and all that you see. But you know what? I had some problems. And all the kids that were here this past week kind of helped me out with it. And you know, it was kind of neat to be able to see. But you know, I was hearing I heard a few minutes ago, I think I heard a lesson there, and it was all about storing things up in heaven and not here on earth. And to realize that God is in control. But you know, that's the thing that I really learned. I learned an awful lot about God last week. I did have some problems. Wanting to be a professional cave person, you know, there's an awful lot. You go into the caves, it's dark. You go into the caves, and I guess I'll come up here a little bit and kind of talk to you guys if my pack will stay on. Like I said, we have problems. But you know, I thought I was prepared to be able to do this. And when I found out what it took in order to be a professional cave guy, to be able to go into the caves, well, you know, it turned out that I really wasn't as prepared as I thought I was. In fact, the very first day that I was out there, I really kind of got very down. Because I just figured out that I really didn't have a lot of, at least I didn't think that I had a lot of those things that I needed in order to do it. I lacked a lot of things. But I learned, first of all, on the very first day, I learned that Jesus gives us hope. Which Jesus gives us hope! Got to wake you guys up this morning. But He gives us hope. Because, you know, I got out there and I found out that, you know, I had to be a professional cave person. What you have to be able to do is there's tests and stuff that you have to take. There's things that you have to do. There's things that you have to know. And the problem is that I wasn't sure that I could pass them. In fact, after the very first day, I thought, man, you know, I was going to fall short, and I didn't have hope. But they taught me very quickly that when I trust in Jesus, when I choose to follow Jesus, that I have hope in my life. I have hope. You're all not passing the test this morning. But the thing is that on the first day I did find out that. But then, you know what? You know, I went out and I found out that, you know, you have to have a lot of courage in order to be able to do some of these things. You have to have courage in order to be able to go into the cave and do some of the things that you have there. You have to have courage to be able to do it. And you know, in and of it ourselves, a lot of us don't have that. We realize, in fact, what we do is we doubt our abilities and everything. What we do is we doubt that we're capable of doing the things that we need to do. And believe me, the world doesn't help because they're always telling us that, you know, guess what? You're not good enough. Well, I didn't think that I was good enough. I was scared of things. In fact, it's kind of hard to think about it but I'm afraid of something. I'm afraid of the dark. Y'all don't get that, do you? If I'm going to spend all my time in a cave, I can't be afraid of the dark, can I? But the thing is I was afraid of the dark. But realizing, in fact, you know what? The whole thing about it was, and I'll tell you about the plunger here just in a couple of minutes, I thought that if I just had enough flashlights, I filled my entire backpack up with flashlights, and then what I did, where's Brent? I guess he took off. Is I thought that what I could do is I could actually go and I could take lights and I could string lights all around myself. And by doing that I wouldn't be afraid of the dark anymore. And you know, you can kind of tell what I did is as I was going around the cave, I kind of looked like a big Christmas tree, didn't I? Did that help any? No. Because really, when we understand that our light, our courage comes from someplace else, it comes from God, doesn't it? It comes from Jesus Christ. As we sang earlier, as you heard the kids sing, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is my light in that. And I realized that I don't have to go through life looking like a Christmas tree. But you know, don't we all kind of go through life looking like a Christmas tree? Aren't those funny things that we put on, the silly things that we put on because we think that it makes us look cool, that it makes us look neat, or that it takes care of some insecurity that we have? Aren't those things in this world that we cling to that are just simply fake facades and that we do? But to realize that Jesus is the light, and those things that come in the light is when we realize that when we stand in Jesus' light, is we don't have to live by the standards of this world. That we can have courage. He gives us courage to be able to take these things and throw them off to the side. That we don't need them anymore. And that we can live by Jesus' courage because He has created each one of us. He has made each one of us children of God. And because of that, we're special people. I don't need that stuff. We don't need those facades. We don't need those Christmas trees. We don't need to be walking around like Christmas trees. Because we are Jesus's. We are His. And since we do follow Him and everything, you know, as we go out into the world's a scary place. Hence the plunger. You see, I'm kind of an inventor. In fact, this is not a plunger. This is a personal fall device. As I was going through the cave, what ended up happening is I had this. And the whole purpose of this was that if I fell, if I slip and fell, because caves have water in them and caves are slippery, if I have my personal fall device, if I fall down, I can take it and I can plunge it down and I won't roll any farther. Well, it didn't work real well. If you see me Wednesday night, I was all covered in bandages because I didn't have my personal fall device. I didn't have my plunger.
I had it.
He took it. But I didn't have it, and I fell down. And I didn't just fall down. I fell, and I slipped into a pit. I got myself up, and then I slipped again and fell into an underground river. It wasn't pretty. But to realize, though, that when I walk in Jesus' light, when I allow Jesus to be the one that directs my world, that He, Jesus, is the one that gives us direction. You know, it's so easy for us to get off the path. It's so easy for us to be influenced by the world. It's so easy for us to slip and fall and find out that we do things that we don't want to do or we didn't intend on doing. It's so easy for us to follow the ways of the world. Kind of like that guy that was in our gospel text for today. He thought his life was made. He measured his life by the standards of the world. He was blessed. He was blessed abundantly. But what did he do? He took all of his blessings and he put it in a silo. He built a barn and he hid it. He hid everything that he had to offer in that barn, and he hid it. He thought that he could relax and eat, drink, and be merry, right? But what happened? That night, his soul was required of him. And so what happened to the rest of the stuff? Did he have the joy of sharing it with others? Did he have the joy of helping others? Did he know what it was like to take those things that he was blessed with, and to set someone else on the right path? He didn't. He didn't have that joy because he didn't allow Jesus to be the one to guide his path. He allowed the world to be the one to guide his path. And I know that we're all guilty of that. We all have had those times in our life where we followed the things of this world, what the world has told us. And we've done exactly what I did in the cave. I slipped and I fell. And I ended up walking around with bandages on my head and being soaking wet because of the underground river that I was in and all of those things. And like I said, that was the only time you get to throw water at pastor. But when we trust in Jesus, we allow Him to guide our paths. Sure, He may not always tell us where we're going. In fact, I tell you all the time in my life, I can certainly be the first one to attest that the Holy Spirit, He does guide you. God does guide you. He may not tell you where you're going, but He will guide you. And He will go where ultimately He leads you. Remember what He reminds us of in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me to still waters. He leads me into the green pastures. And He takes me straight through that valley of the shadow of death. We don't sit, we don't wait, we don't do that. And He leads us to His heavenly home. And that's really what our life is following Jesus. Following Jesus through that valley of death and into that ultimate pasture, that ultimate thing where He sets a table before us, where our cups overflow. That's the riches of heaven, being with Jesus Christ and being with all of those people who have gone before us. I know last night I was sitting with someone and had a conversation. And we were talking about all of their family. And the memories, and all the people they ran around with. And this person is on the verge of death. But yet, to remember the celebrations that they had gathered around the table, full of food, and the company, and the good times. Even though today she's facing death, tomorrow, that will be her reality again. And it's the same thing for us. To be with all those saints, to be with all those, to be with Jesus Christ. But you know, I didn't stop there. I still had to learn more things. I still had to know. You know, Jesus, He gives us courage. Jesus, He gives us hope. He gives us direction. Why? And it really is the point that I learned on Thursday night. Jesus gives us love. You know, all these things we're talking about were things that were expensive. We live in a world where things get broken so easily. And unfortunately, in order for things to happen, for us to be called children of God, something had to be broken. Kind of reminds us of these glow sticks that we used this past week. In and of themselves, do they give off any light? If I turned off the lights this morning and covered up all the windows and said, "Here, take this, let it show you the way." It's not going to give you any light. It's not until it's actually broken. It's not until it's broken. Okay, it's not going to shine. There it goes. It's starting to glow. It's not until, actually I had a red one yesterday, and it just to test it and all that. But the thing about it is that when a glow stick like this is broken, what it starts to do is it starts to shine its light. You see, that's what had to happen. Jesus Christ had to break his body in order for us to see the light, to have that light shine in our lives. And so he went to the cross. He suffered and he died. He was beaten, he was spit, he was mocked, he was made fun of, he was dressed up like a clown. They made jokes about him. Then they nailed him to a cross. And he did that for every single person here in order that his light would shine in the world. So his light would shine into us. And it's because of that that he's been able to forgive our sins, that our sins are forgiven, that we've been made his children, and that his light now shines in us. And so he calls us to go out into the world and allow that light to shine so that other people may know who Jesus is. And it's out of his love, Jesus gives us love. And so we follow him and we allow that light to shine. And really that's the most important thing, because it's out of his light, it's out of his love that all the riches of all time, not of this earth, but of all time, are ours. And so then that takes us to our last night. And as I was telling the kids is that, you know what? There are a lot of powers in this world. There are a lot of things that try to take advantage of us. There are a lot of things that are out there that try to sway us and take us in the wrong direction. But because Jesus lives in us, it is no longer us. St. Paul tells us that it's no longer, because Jesus lives in me, it's no longer I that live, but it is Christ that lives within me. And so as children of God, that's exactly what happens. Because Christ lives in me, he gives me the power to be able to say no to sin. He gives me the power to be able to follow him. He gives me the power to be able to have the courage to speak about his love to the world. He gives me the courage to be able to go out into the world and to proclaim his love. And that's really what it is. I learned that night, because another thing I was afraid of and I thought I couldn't do. In fact, I got so nervous when I had to lead people that I would faint. And I did, right up there on that floor. But I learned that night that Jesus gives me the power. The power to lead, the power to proclaim. You know what I did? I got up that night and I went out and I got me a group of people and I led it. And by the end of that night, I was then not just simply a student. I was now Clark Cavern, cave explorer. Extraordinaire. Remember that in your sleep. And so the message is here is let Christ be the light of your life. Look to him. Follow him. For he gives us all that we need in this world and the world to come. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now from Clark Cavern, I say goodbye to all you. I hope that you all enjoy the rest of your day. I've got a cave to go explore, so I'm going to go there. And we now collect our tithes and our offerings and we lay them before our Lord. Amen.